Zimbabwe, a country you can find if you zimbob your way to the south of Africa, is known as Rhodesia under British rule from the 1880s to the 1980s. But before that, it was a city made of stone. In 400 CE, Great Zimbabwe, or the House of Rock, was home to people who spoke Sona. They had settled there because of the fertile soil for herding and horticulture, along with the mineral-rich territories. From there, the civilization advanced, and by 1000 CE, Great Zimbabwe was divided by its status. Because of this, stone houses were built by peasants for their kings. The stone buildings were made of heavy granite blocks, stacked tightly on top of each other with no mortar. The peasants lived in mud huts, which weren't as glamorous as the people who ranked above them, but they were well constructed. There were three different areas to live in: the hill complex, where the king lived, the great enclosure, where the royal family lived, and the valley complex, where everyone else lived. In 1200 CE, Great Zimbabwe had become a strong city as well as an important religious and trading center. The kings were powerful economic and religious leaders. Some people believe the reason that Great Zimbabwe rose to power was because of its religion. If this was the case, the people who lived in the city may have worshipped in a tall tower and worshipped Mawari, the supreme god in Sona religion. There is evidence that Great Zimbabwe participated in a trading network during the 13th and 14th centuries. Chinese and Persian artifacts have been found in Great Zimbabwe, which means it was a part of the Indian Ocean trade. Gold, cotton, ivory, copper, and pottery were the main exports in between Great Zimbabwe and the Swahili port city of Sofala in the Indian Ocean. The main reason that Zimbabwe declined was because of an exhaust of resources. The gold flakes and nuggets in the river that fueled the economy had disappeared, and the farmlands had lost the fertility it had before. Hundreds of years later, in the 1960s and the 1970s, Great Zimbabwe became an important symbol for the African nationalist movement that was spreading across Africa. Overall, Great Zimbabwe rocked.